This is The Green Room, a weekly conversation about arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello.
She'll be back.
Roger, I think you're in denial.
No, I'm not. I hate you! I've always hated you! If she brings back the shuttlecock, I'll feed the needy, I swear! Oh, God, I don't think I can face this! I don't want to be around people! You know what? It is what it is.
Roger, you just went through the 5 stages of grief!
But my species has 6 stages.
Was that the 6th stage?
Nope.
That's a clip from the animated Fox TV sitcom American Dad. The show was started back in 2005 and is now in its 13th season on TBS. Jim Feeley has been along for the ride since the beginning. He's an animator and the creative designer for the show and happens to live in Traverse City. I sat down with Jim recently to chat about his life as an animator.
The studio I worked at was Film Roman. So they did The Simpsons, King of the Hill. So under this umbrella, there were a number of shows at this one studio, and they did a great thing where they once a week hosted a life drawing workshop. Through those relationships, some people kind of brought me along and showed me, you know, there are tricks to the animation trade. You know, I'd say you need to have the talent, but then to apply that talent, like in any medium, you need to learn the tool, and the tool is animation. So it took me about a year of working with some folks I really admired and who I'm very grateful for, you know, giving me their time to teach me some of those tools. And so
what are some of those? What's a tip for somebody looking at animation for the first time?
Well, a lot of people don't realize that characters for animation are not drawn like caricatures at Six Flags or, you know, the Disney artists who sit you down and they do this pushed, very comedic illustration with a marker, with a Sharpie. I still can't do that. I don't know how they do it. I admire the heck out of those guys. When I take my kids to theme parks, I sit and stare over those shoulders of those guys still at 42, and my kids are tugging me on the sleeve saying, come on, let's go. Yeah, we want to go on a ride. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I forgot. We're here for you. What we do is we construct models because the characters need to be constructed with volumes for animation. These characters need to move in space, and they need to turn in space, and they need to be – it's not just a loose cartoon. It's a constructed character, almost like it's built out of blocks. And not only does it need to animate and move in space, it needs to animate and move in space exactly the same with 200 different people drawing it. I'm a character designer. That's specifically my role in this big machine. And so when I design a character, I need to make sure that anyone who gets this model sheet can process the information on that sheet to draw it exactly like I drew it the first time. So that's a little insider tip.
Hey guys, this is Dan, the producer. I'm breaking in for a second to tell you Jim sketched Kate while he was in studio. That's what you're hearing now. So if you're wondering what Kate Botello would look like as a character in American Dad, check out our website. It's pretty awesome. Okay, back to the interview.
My process is on design. So I work, I'm the first artist in after the script is written. What we do is we start with what is called a table read. And we all sit down and the actors are at a center table and the rest of us are in kind of a pavilion seating, the rest of the animators watching the actors read the script live. And so it's a performance. It's actually kind of my favorite part of the show because you're going and you're watching professional actors. Seth, first of all, is amazing to watch because Seth MacFarlane, because he does a number of different characters on the show. And there may be a script page with 3 of those characters having a conversation. And so it's him, Seth, having a conversation as 3 characters with himself. It's brilliant to watch. So you get a feel for the characters, and then we take the script back to our desks and I start sketching what those characters will look like.
Primetime animation is the thing. It's huge. It's really popular. Why do you think that is? Why do you think so many people want to watch grown-ups want to watch animated shows. What do you think that's about?
Well, it's not juvenile humor. I mean, the writers are all Ivy League graduated comics. Animation just allows you to get away with a lot more visually. You know, you can, I think in a recent episode, the alien character Roger wanted to trade places with Steve, the son, so he surgically removed his face and implanted it on his own. And that's kind of hard to do on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Right. So. And some terrible things have happened to Francine here and there that you couldn't possibly do with, you know, sitcom makeup, I suppose.
Yeah, she either happened to her, or she brought it on herself. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, no character is exempt in that show from horrible things happening. And that's the fun we have with animation. You can really go far with it. And that's from a visual perspective. From a comedy perspective, audiences are a lot easier to forgive, or in the industry use a term called buyback. So when you do something that really crosses a line or is absurd, like Wile E. Coyote stepping on a rake, the next scene, if his face is back to normal, you're buying the audience back without having to explain why. How did his face get fixed? What happened? Did he go to the doctor? You know, no, it's a cartoon. So the next scene, his face is fine. And that's probably a simple example, but you can do that in a lot of ways in animation.
Jim Feeley, thank you so much for coming into the green room today.
Thank you for having me. I had a lot of fun.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Michael Culler engineered our show today. Dan Wanchura is our producer. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Be sure to check Jim's sketch of me. I'm super geeked about it. There's photos and a time-lapse video on our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. I'm Kate Patello. Happy Friday.